So, let me get this straight. You summoned me here by complete accident. Do you realize how that sounds? It sounds like an excuse. And, you know, I don't take those right now. I'm in a place I've never seen, and someone needs some balls to be able to say what you just said right in front of me. You have no idea of consequences, cause and effect, do you? Huh? Don't go giving me that look now. We've got unfinished business because you decided to take me halfway across the multiverse. Because of what? An experiment. A mage in training. You expect me to believe the great me was summoned by you? Don't make me laugh. Actually, it'd be too insulting if you did. So how is it you got me here for real? Say it. Confess. Before I have to burn you to a crisp. Have you not realized who I am? I am Tobio Kageyama. The Grand King of the 11th Order. Yes, that's right. You heard it correctly. I am a Demon King. A high-ranking nobleman in my world. You see these horns? Nobody gets these horns but me. This is my bloodline, my birthright, and my people need me. I have to take down that damn hero. Stupid ass. What, his name? Why does it matter to you? So I guess if you know something. Yeah. I guess I could say it, but what are you gonna do with that information? How do I even know I could trust you? That you're not working with him? You are a human, aren't you? Yeah. All you humans give me the creeps. Yeah. Well, his name is Shoyo Hina. How did you... No. Now I'm sure you're working with them, aren't you? You humans all band together, thinking I'm the disgusting one. What did I do wrong, huh? All I did was try and make the world better, just like everybody else. At least most sane people do that, right? So what's your problem with me? Is it because I lead a group of people just like you do? Not you exactly, idiot. This is different. This is something else. I guess taking out my anger on you, if you really are unaffiliated, which this shabby place you're practicing in, if that's any hint, then... No. My apologies. You're just a shabby mage in a shabby hut in the middle of nowhere, aren't you? How pathetic. I mean, your efforts obviously haven't been completely fruitless if you managed to summon me, and you... You would dare say that in front of me? And what makes you think I wouldn't? Stupid. This is all so stupid. I refuse to believe that you were able to summon me. I refuse to believe that any of this is real. It can't be. Do you know how much you'd need to be talented in order to... Is it even possible to summon a demon monarch? And I... my head hurts. Yeah, thanks. I'll sit here for a second. I mean, what the... You're easy at manipulating me enough. That's not nice. I guess I did fall for it, so... You're impossible! It's not even your fault. How's that fair? You know what? Fine. If that's what you want, then that's what you get. I guess I'm stuck here for the moment. Oh, thanks? Tea. Why would I drink this? How do I know it's not poison? So you're gonna take a sip? I still don't know that you're not trying to do something crazy. You humans have sacrificed yourself before. So, this isn't proof enough. We have to wait after you take the sip. Actually drink the whole thing. No, that beats the purpose. If you're a poison tester, then... Damn it! How do I know you didn't take an antidote before? How do I know I can trust you in any capacity? I don't. And you're crazy looking. I can't even say it in that way, but... You do kind of look harmless. Even if you're crazy. No, it's not that. I'm not trying to call you names. I know I don't act anything like a noble should. But take a look at me. What else could I be, huh? You expect me to believe you've never seen a demon in your whole damn life? How odd. And if I'm to believe this, where exactly are we right now? You know of Shoyo Hinata, then I can't fully trust you. A character in a show? Me too? What? And it's a sports one, you say? I need another moment. Actually, give me the fucking tea. At this rate, maybe it'd be easier if this was poison, so I could wake up from this fucking dream. No, it's too real for that. Why are you pinching my cheek? Wouldn't I have to be the one to do that? You're getting it all mixed up. When you're checking for a dream, you have to be the one to pinch yourself like this. Ow. Well, I guess since both hurt, we just double confirmed it. So, now what am I to take about this? And wait, he doesn't seem like he's the hero of this anime, as you called it. So why did you know that the hero would be Shoyo Hinata? Damn. Now it makes my life feel like it was just some sort of stupid play. Damn it! No, not your fault. So what kind of magic did you pull to do this? A summoning ritual? With that? That sloppy looking circle on the floor? Sorry, it's just all so pathetic, I couldn't... I'm not calling you pathetic, not even slightly. I mean, how could I be? You did just summon someone as grand as me. Now, the question is, how do you get me back? You don't know. Well, I guess you owe me a favor. That particularly. Until we can figure out how to go back, you will be my servant. Understand? What? You looked happy enough when you saw me. What's so different about now, huh? Huh? You're just like all the rest of the humans, but oh so different too. So, why do you bend when I try and break you? Why do you blush when I get that close? Could it be... you're something of a deviant boy. I'm not trying to insult you here. It's just kind of hard to get on your level. I'm not saying that you're that below me, but you're a human. Do you know how many of... well, I guess not your kind. What kind of magic do you use anyways? What? You mean that... so... you used no magic prior to this, or you were only learning the basics? How do you call this? This is a... impossible situation. I don't even have words for it, and you right now. You're something else, but you're gonna have to learn quickly, and I'm gonna have to teach you if you're gonna get me back. So, actually... this might be the perfect time to slack off. I never got to. Not even a day. Though the advisors and the four heavenly kings are probably freaking out right now. I mean, without me, what would they do? Not know what to do? Pretend I'm there? They're probably having a panic attack without me. That's just how important I am. Get used to it. Because right now, I'm that important to you too. Since you're my servant, You better get used to your... your position. It's not my thing to boss people around. Could you tell? Damn. As much as I might seem this way, I promise I'm not an unfair guy. But I do have a bit of demands. Since the way we feast, I need your help. You see, the way we demons eat is a little different than you humans. I need to feast on your desires. I know it sounds cliched and it's really embarrassing, but I promise it won't hurt you. Can you at least do that much for summoning me here? I mean, you have some responsibility for this. So, as my servant for now, would you mind if I had a meal? After traveling so far, I'm famished. Come on. You don't look half disinterested yourself. In fact, you look quite the opposite, don't you? Maybe you're more hungry than me. Pardon me, then. I don't hold back. No matter who it is, but you're a special case. And for a crummy little mage in another world, you look better than any human I've ever tasted. You know, I can taste what you're feeling right now. That anticipation, the tensity rising, the way that you don't want to admit it, but you've thought about me a lot of times these past years, even when you thought it was only fiction. But right now, you're vibrant, colorful, alive, and just as hungry. I apologize if there's any side effects. Maybe, if it did turn out as bad as it is, and those scribes take so long to find me, maybe I'll have to give you compensation. To a mere servant. Preposterous, isn't it? But even then, I don't like doing things halfway. And you right now, you're a mess, boy. You're a sexy little mess. Perfect for a sexy little human. I hope you know what you're getting yourself into. Not that there's too much of a choice if you want this meeting to last very long. I'm almost at my limit. Yeah, I can tell by the way you're looking at me that my voice got a little sexier. Or maybe you're just into this kind of thing. When I'm powerless like this, I need your help, okay? I know this is embarrassing, and I can barely move right now, because there's not much magic here. You might think it's cheesy or whatever, but the only way to get it back is by eating, and I need to eat your desires, so I need you to... God damn it. I need you to fuck me right now. And I can't believe I'm asking this when I can barely move. This is the most shameful moment of my life, but I need you right now. See, to think, if you just said no, I'd just fade away. Like none of this ever happened. You're crazy to try and give me something now. Didn't you hear what I am? The enemy of you humans. Yet you kiss me as if I'm the perfect lover. You strange little mage. Don't you know you're just a pathetic human to me? What gives you so much confidence? What makes you think I won't just turn around and betray you? My eyes. And what do you know about my eyes? Honest, am I? You make up some funny deceptions. Fine. Do with me as you please. Just don't regret it if some of my needs rub off on you. I do have a reputation, you know. I've slain so many hearts and made so many people obsessed with me. So, I'll apologize in advance for what's going to happen to you and that sexy, amazing body you have there. I know you don't think it is, but you can't see the potential like I can. The way every little piece is in the right place. Trust me, you're the most attractive human I've ever met. And I've met so many, friend and foe. Talk too much? How dare you? If I had my power right now, you'd be the one breathless and beneath me. Enjoy your superiority while it lasts, human. Because I won't be forgetting this. And I'll be getting my swift revenge as soon as I can move. Shut up. Just because it feels good doesn't mean you're above me, you're a servant. Understand? For merely grinding? How did you manage that? To make me hard through my clothes like this? Truly a dangerous human. Could it be you're just that powerful? This isn't normal. Isn't normal at all. Your hands are warm, and I'm surprised. I thought they'd be cold, but maybe it's that desire has you heated up, burning up. Are you just as bad as me? Who's really the demon here, I wonder? Fuck. You're pretty sinister. Going so relentless, you can't just... You... little... puny human. How are you so good at this? You imagined it a million times. How dare you have thought about me that way? From a mere anime, or as you called it, whatever you said. You aren't gonna be so lucky soon. So get it over with, you little... Ha 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 Don't muse about how much is leaking out. It's not that much. It's not. You're the one at fault for making me this way when I need to do something serious. I need to eat or I'll die. And you're making it. You're more sadistic than I thought. Don't expect me to go easy on you once this is over. Shut up. Your mouth doesn't feel that good. It's not true. How much have you practiced this? Don't tell me, is that some sort of a doll of me in the corner? And he has his dick out. Is that where you've gotten the practice? How are they so accurate? Has every curve, every vein of my penis correct? There's no way. Did you make it? This is some sorcery of yours. You little... I see. So that's how it's done. I won't say thank you. You mischievous little... You're nothing more but a servant and a human to me. So why? Why are you so good at this? I didn't just come. Shut up. Don't even think about it. Of course I didn't. What do you mean, then? What's that all over you? And your mouth dripping? Shut up. Just because you made me come doesn't mean I have to acknowledge it or acknowledge you. Though I feel some of my power coming back. So I guess you've done good. Don't smile at me like that. This is your fault. All your fault. I hope you know. Well, you've done me a favor. You've insulted my honor and my confidence in making me feel like this. No one's ever done this before. I don't expect you to understand what all of this means, but I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to become a little more relentless now that I can move around freely. Oh, you thought I would go limp after one time? Well, sorry to disappoint you. Demons, we have more stamina than you humans. At least a little more. So, what's it gonna be? Now that you've shown me that you can tease relentlessly and somehow make me come with that demonic mouth of yours, what happens next, you're wondering? And it's simple. Now it's time. Time for me to show you why I'm the monarch, the demon king. You know they call me a lot of other cool things, right? Well, I wouldn't expect you to understand, but there's anime of that too. Of course they would get that too. Why am I not surprised? Well, regardless, I'm not gonna let you have your victory easily. Keep looking at me like that. It'll make it more sweet when I finally take you down. You knew that, didn't you? From the very start, you knew I would get to this point. Either you were taunting me, or you really thought you could win that easy. Take me down like that, with the excuse of helping me. You're prideful. Maybe you're more like a demon than I thought.
Regardless, now this just became personal.
Oh, you just realized?
Well, don't be too surprised from that. That heat building from that mark I left on you. You see, coming in contact with my sperm was your downfall. You see that mark? It's a demon's brand. You humans get it when you, well, have a meal with us, like you did.
Oh, there goes your legs, giving out on you already? Did you come just from thinking about something naughty? Or did you just come because you're a pervert already?
Look at that cock twitch already. You're full of surprises, huh? Well, I couldn't let my servant go down without a fight. So we'll have one. Unfair and square. Of course, this one's going to be a little different. Now listen up, if you can even hear me coming that hard. I'm going to take control, take the reins, and take you by the neck like this. Oops, did I make you come again? You'll get used to it eventually. Or maybe you won't. A lot of people break like this, and this is why demons get a bad rap, and why Shoyo wants to take me down. But this dangling you by your legs like this, you look pretty sexy. That cock twitching even more. And all from me. All because I picked you up like that. You're hopeless. Guess you can't go back to being just a normal human, huh? Unless all this wears off somehow. I've seen worse happen. That mark looks nice on your belly. It suits you. A brand of complete and utter ecstasy. That's why, well, sex with me is relegated to only those with the most willpower and resistance. Otherwise, well, you can feel what would happen. You're hanging on by a thread already. What do you think happens if I were to do this? Grab you, flip you upside down, grab this leg, and then eat another meal. If you don't mind, I think I read in your memories, it goes something like, itadakimasu. Careful, if you come too many times in a row, you're going to pass out. That's just how frail you humans are. Have some responsibility. Look at how juicy you become, like a fresh fruit perfectly ripened. Look at me. If you can raise your head that much, look at your majesty in front of you. I will now be the one that dictates what you feel, so I'd be a little more respectful. Where's that wry smile now? If you can call it that now, then you must be truly deranged. Shame that I like it. You're a cute one for a human. I know I said that at the start, but it's true. Even I have to admit it. Don't even think about it. Don't say anything. You'd just moan your brains out anyways, even if you did. But this flavor, this meal, I can't forget. You're so good at this. So fucking good. I like it. I love it. Oh, it's the tastiest human I've ever had. Let me hear what other noises you can make. And let me feel what it's like when you finally get that release. You've clearly been waiting for this for a long, long time. Scream my fucking name. Do it if you can before you pass out. Yes. Fuck it. Yes. Take it. Take my flicking tongue. You like the serpentine claw? How deep it can reach inside you? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Dangling upside down and getting your ass eaten. Just too much for you to handle. I think so, it looks fit. Oh, fuck. Thinking about it that way, I think we're a perfect compatibility match. Oh, and sorry for the brand getting worse now. Though that's partially your fault. You did summon me, and I would have died if not, so making you into something that resembles a pile of flesh caught in pleasure. Not literally. Don't look at me like that. Just, you know, you just feel a lot of pleasure whenever you're around me. That's all it means. I know I'm not trying to fuck you up or something. I mean, in certain ways, yeah. Well, look out. Why am I getting so nervous around you? This is your fault for being so goddamn sexy. Take some responsibility. Why don't you? I swear to God, how can you be like this? And without an apology in sight? Whatever. I'll apologize for the brand, but I can't do anything about it. So I guess you're stuck with me. Otherwise, you just end up a person locked in your room, touching yourself all day, wishing for more. Or more particularly, wishing for this. My grand, beautiful, 1-to-1 ratio. Magnificent demon cock. You know, the one that you've probably sucked over there, in its imperfect form. You know, that unliving doll? Nothing compared to me, even if it's got the placement right, which I'll be thankful for that blowjob you gave me, but even then, even after that, I gotta give back. I wanna make you feel it. I want you to be tied to me. And I also want the meal of a lifetime. So, you gonna permit me to do this? How long do I have to wait? Let you boil over with all that desire until you pass out. Though no promises. When I shove my cock in that tight, hot little ass, I might break you. I might just break you bad. And to that end, I'll apologize in advance. But you're too far gone. At this point, it's a mercy of mine to end you via that sexy little ass. Look, don't think of it like that. It's not like I can go anywhere immediately anyways. We'll have to figure out how to get me back in. You're right, it's not the time for this. It's the time to finally give you what you want. Spread yourself for me. Look at that. It seems you came just from the anticipation. I wonder if you'd... Did I make you come even harder? Again, twitching pathetically. You know, I could feel every twitch against you when I rub it against you. It's like you're practically leaking from that place right there. Oh, fuck. I don't usually get turned on this easy, but you're something special. And I don't know what you're doing to me, but you've done it. And you better take that responsibility with a grain of salt. Don't regret your choices.
Don't forget you summoned me, so I have to.
I have to fuck you. For my honor, and for everything you deserve. Don't hold it against me if I break that mind of yours. You feel that? My big juicy cock slapping against you in that tight little place, barely accepting me. I know it's big, but just bear with it, okay? I promise, after a bit of intimidation, it won't hurt you anymore. You see, my pre-cum, it's an aphrodisiac, and just a little bit of that touching your insides, and you'll be hooked on my cock for life. You sure you're okay with that? I want to take responsibility, and of course you're gonna say yes. Why'd I even bother in asking? You've already got the brand. Well, as long as you promise me, okay? Don't want to break any hearts. See? Even demon kings have feelings, you know? Easy does it. Just relax, baby. Just relax. To think you'd be the one to start moving first. Am I to take that as an invitation? How many times did you fuck that doll of me, huh? It does look like me. Even I gotta admit that. But you, I've got a special place in hell for you. No, I don't actually know what hell's like, but it was a nice line, wasn't it? You're so tight, fuck. Oh, feeling you coming against me is the sexiest thing I've ever felt. Oh, you're massaging me with those insides. You're a mess. You're a mess for your king. Yeah. Take it. Fucking take it. You feel so good. You make me feel so good. You make me feel so fucking good. Yeah. Yes. Oh, fuck.
fuck.
I almost came right then and there. Fuck. And by the looks of it, you just can't stop. I'd be more surprised if you weren't at this point. Seems that Mark is special. Maybe you're my mate. I know you don't understand how it works, but demons can mate with practically anything. I mean, I could mate with a rock if I wanted to. Not that I'm comparing you to a rock. No. You're something sexy. You're a human that summoned me, that I have perfect compatibility with, who was obsessed with me before I got to this plane of existence. And yet you keep tempting me more. I just appreciated holding my cock deep inside you while I hold you, admonishing how perfect you are. How beautiful, handsome, and gorgeous all at once. I'm not familiar with your compliments, but I want you to feel every thrust, every little bit of desire you could possibly manage. Take it all inside, take it all inside, babe. Take everything I am, take all of me. Fuck. You want it, do you? Yeah, to kiss me. Kiss me like you mean it. Fuck. So much is coming out. Oh, so much of you is flowing out too. It's all mixy. We're gonna be so sticky. Fuck. God, the way you're doing that to me, the way you're milking me for all I'm worth. Damn it. You really. What am I gonna do now? Meal won't exactly teach me, or rather you, how to make things right. But I'll be damned if it wasn't the best little meal of my life. Look at that fucking face. That's what I'm talking about. You enjoyed yourself a little too much with them, Mark. Or was it just feeling me? A connection with someone you've longed for a long time. Maybe both. Maybe it affected you super good because of that. Hard to say, but I know from now on, you're my man. Don't make it a big deal. I told you this from the start, that you kind of had to be my servant. What? You think I'd let you go after that? If that's what you think, you don't understand a damn thing about me. But I'll forgive you this time. At least so you can get to know me. Just don't be making mistakes like that. Once I tell you, you got it, okay? Good. Well, I guess that's something. You're cute when you get kissed. Something I could have expected and have proof of, but yeah. Guess I'll have to kiss you a whole lot more. Good luck with that. Hope I don't make you pass out too easy. I didn't hurt you or anything, did I? Hey, fess up. I owe you this much. Sure, I didn't ask to be summoned, but that's no reason to punish you. You're probably just manifesting. Doing something along those lines, right? Well, I'll trust you. At least for now. Just careful, okay? You should know. I can't stay here forever. My people need me. So unless you're gonna give up this world to... So... You could have at least thought before saying something like that that you just pick up and leave. Do you even think about what you're saying? Come on. Really? Well, then I guess do what you want. Can't believe I'm saying that to you. Just like I can't believe that look on your face. It kind of fits you. Though I guess I understand you more than most humans. You're more than a meal. So... Here. I said come here. This is embarrassing for me too, so... Just in case I was too forward with things, or if I did something wrong in this whole exchange, so... This is me telling you... I'm gonna do better, okay? And that if you're not okay, I'll make you okay. Got it? Yeah, something like that. No, it's nothing. Don't say it like that. You're presumptuous. But I guess you're not completely unlikable, human.